Welcome to Sex and Fries, the podcast where we are going to explore aging gracefully as a hot mess and trying to stay sane through it all. Sane-ish. Let's not put too much pressure on ourselves. We gotta have some fun too. Welcome to episode 2 of Let's Get Naked. How mental are you? We're going to talk about how to talk about mental illness and why it means so much to do just that. So how hard is it to talk about mental illness from both sides of the fence? It was only in recent years that I would say I actually would relate my anxiety and depression to mental illness. Mental illness reserved for people that would commit crimes, talk to themselves, be on the streets or in an asylum. I mean, seriously, I'd only feel nauseous if I left the house or have days where I cried a lot. Of course, it's a little worse than that. But compared to the guy screaming to no one in the middle of the street, I seem pretty normal and not ill at all. Where do I fit in? And how do I talk about it? Mental health awareness has become more spread around, especially with the help of social media. But even with the memes and the posts from someone that seems to have their shit together and seems to know how to bring all this awareness to your face, I'm not feeling any better about where I fit in or how I'm going to talk about it. I know it's out there and I should use it, but I needed to get in personal with mental health and the illness before I could get personal and tell my story. My mind would lie to me and then I would shut down. It's not easy to talk about mental illness. You can't just say, I have a mental illness and leave it at that. It's a conversation, not just a sentence. If I was to tell someone that I was mentally ill, you'd have to quickly go into an explanation of exactly what that means and add that I just had anxiety or depression, but I wasn't gonna jump off a bridge and I wasn't gonna go all psycho on their ass. I was fine. Ish. It seems more of an effort to explain it than just to pretend that I was fine and occasionally lie about why I was not attending something. So I did a bit of research for myself to understand and to be able to talk about it. I can't very well tell people to start talking about it if I struggle with the conversation myself. Well, you knew I had to put the goat in. I mean, come on. Lighten the mood. So anyway, back to mental illness. What is it and do I have it? So you can have an illness, a condition, a disorder. A mental illness can be caused from a reaction to environmental stresses, genetic factors, biochemical imbalances, or a combination of them. Mental health problems may be related to excessive stress due to a particular situation or a series of events. And it also can be physical as well as emotional and psychological. Seems like a lot. So there are over 200 classified forms of mental illness. 200. Some are more common than others, like depression, bipolar, dementia, schizophrenia, anxiety disorders. We have ADHD, eating disorders, OCD, PSD, which can lead to conditions like self-harm, sleep disorders, and the biggie, suicide. No one ever wants to say that one. So they put them into categories of mental illness, which kind of like helps when, you know, you don't know where you fit or how you need to talk about it and what direction you're gonna go into. So the five categories are anxiety disorders, mood disorders, psychotic disorders, dementia, and eating disorders. So it's also important to remember that each condition can vary greatly from person to person. So we're not all the same, but at least we have five categories instead of the 200 crazy things that we have to deal with. So usually a mental illness will bring on physical and mental symptoms. So changes in mood, personality, personal habits, and social withdrawal are the biggies that you can kind of like tell someone's dealing with something. So a while ago, there was a funny post online that was joking about hiding when someone comes to your door. But it's a real thing. I've walked into a store and walked right back out, feeling overwhelmed just by being in a huge building. I needed to go back home. That was it. No other symptom. Didn't analyze it. Just got the hell out of it and went home. So I've been physically ill when I've had to leave the house. I obsess with things that I might have forgot, or that the house might just fall apart if I'm not sitting in it, holding all of it together. And it's just in my head, but it's real. So not being wanting to answer the door, it's just trying to get as lonely as you can so that you don't have to deal with what's in your head. So these conditions can alter your ability to relate to other people. It affects your work, attending school. It can prevent you from having a normal life. So there's different experiences and symptoms for every person. And even if you share the same diagnosis, it doesn't mean you have exactly the same symptoms. Sorry about the bird in the background, if you can hear him, but it's a hazard we all have to live with in this house. Anyway, everyone knows a little bit about mental health issues, but knowing the facts can really help you educate others and get away from the stereotypes and the stigma of it. So there are a lot of issues that we need to look at when it comes to mental health and how we deal with it as a society, but also how you deal with it on a personal level. So mental illness is not the result of a personal weakness or lack of character or poor upbringing. Understanding mental health it's not only about identifying symptoms and having a name for your condition, but dispelling the false ideas about mental health conditions as well. I started a Facebook group for people to talk about their anxiety and depression and other related mental and physical illnesses. And I was precautioned by a friend that I should not be involved in mental health stuff until after I was done going through my citizenship stuff. So believe me, they didn't ask about health in any way. They just wanted to make sure I wasn't like Lex Luthor or Dr. Evil. I was also cautioned by my husband to be careful what I said and discussed because I was starting a new job. Many people warned me not to talk about mental health or the illness or anything, as it could ruin my reputation or have people doubting me and my capabilities. Some of these people have mental disorders themselves. So yes, stigma was flying in all directions and fueling my doubt and paranoia. So stigma is when someone, or even you yourself, views a person in a negative way just because they have a mental health condition. Some people describe stigma as a feeling of shame or judgment from someone else. So stigma associated with mental illness can be divided into two types. There's a social stigma, which involves the attitudes that others have around the mental illness. And then you have self-perceived stigma, which involves an internalized stigma that the person with the mental illness suffers from. Stigma can even come from an internal place, confusing feeling bad and with being bad. So you feel bad about your illness, but then you feel like you are bad because you have the illness. So it all leads to shame about having a mental illness. And it's also in a long-term study that this sort of internalized stigma leads to poor treatment outcomes. So who wants to go and ask somebody for help if you're ashamed of what you're asking about. So they did studies on the public stigma of mental illness, and it shows that it's still widespread. Even with all the people being more aware of it and getting to know all the different conditions, the public still is looking at it like we did way back when. So people have like a negative view of people with a mental health condition. So the 1 in 5 Americans affected by mental health conditions feel ashamed, and then they go into a silence, and then they don't want to ask for help. That's when it gets hard to talk about it. It's also hard to react to it. Even though I deal with my own mental self, it's not easy for me to help others with the same condition. I have no advice. The one thing I do tell people is that you have to deal with it yourself. You have to own it, get to know it, and then you need to accept it. There's tons of information, but once you become locked into your own head, it's really hard to get out. And then all the caring and hugs and everything, they don't help if you push them away. So let's talk about it. The internal conflict of having a mental illness is paralyzing sometimes. You can't just say to someone, I have a mental illness, without going through a dissertation of disclaimers. A disclaimer would be a defensive measure used generally with the purpose of protection from unwanted claims. So, it's, I am okay, but I have some mental illness issues. Let's talk about them. So a little bit of facts that I dug up. It says, even though most people can be successfully treated, less than half of the adults in the U.S. who need services and treatment won't get the help they need. The average daily delay between the onset of symptoms and intervention is 8 to 10 years. That just blows my mind. Suicide is the second leading cause of death between ages of 15 to 24 and the 10th leading cause of death for all Americans. We need to start talking in a desperate way, obviously. So I was also asked, why talk about it? They would say, I get anxiety or feel depressed, but I don't have to tell the world. No, you don't. You don't have to tell anybody. But if no one ever did, you'd have no clue what the hell was going on and how to work through it. With my depression, when my depression was at its worst years ago, as soon as I told someone, it became real. Not just something in my head anymore, and I felt better. It wasn't a secret or a masquerade anymore, and I was able to talk it out. So now I take that shit with me. Instead of trying to live without it, I live with it. I've learned to live with it. It's mine. So your story may not mean anything to a ton of people. Your story might mean so much to a few people. Those people might understand it completely what you're talking about, feel better, and not feel all alone anymore. Find the strength in numbers and be able to tell your story too. Not have it build up inside. Connections are made by telling your side of life so that those connections can benefit both for you and for them. Stay sane, people. Talk it out. Live life. We'll catch you next time. I am so glad that you were able to join me for another episode of Sex and Fries. Please tune in for another one very shortly. Go to the website. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Stay true to yourself. Stay beautiful. And always be sexy.